How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Zim's Beer Review here. A little bit of an impromptu setup. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube Live, you can kind of see we're in a little bit of a different space here today. We have a little bit of a different setup. I'm using a different setup. Not everything is in its normal place, so forgive me for any mishaps throughout this one. Kind of out of the ordinary today. Today we are going to be reviewing one of my absolute favorite beers. It is the Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA. This beer is, like I said, from Deschutes. They call it Fresh Squeezed. It actually has no fruit in it at all. The only fruit flavor you're getting is straight from the hops that it was brewed with, which is one of the reasons that it is my favorite. It is a really good flavored beer, but the way that they gain that flavor is not with extracts from different fruits. They don't add orange. They're not adding pineapple, but it has the flavor of all of those. So it has all those really good flavors, and it's in an IPA, which is one of my favorite styles of beer. So this is one of my absolute favorites. So that's what we'll be reviewing today. Like I said, we're in a little bit of a different setup. I don't have my handy dandy trusty bottle opener from Shaverwood, so I've already popped the cap on this one, as you can see. But we're going to go ahead and get right into this. And like I said, it's one of my favorite beers, so this won't be completely new to me, but I'm going to try and talk you guys through this as best I can. So as I pour this straight into the glass, it has a very golden, deep brown. It's really gold. It's a really gold-colored, what you'd expect from an IPA coloration. If you're watching on YouTube Live or on Twitch, you'll be able to see that. It's really golden color, deep amber color. The head on it is very white. And we'll go ahead and give this a try, the Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA. Even as I bring that up to take a drink, I just get that aroma of fruit. It smells sweet. It has a very sweet smell to it, and it does not disappoint in the flavor. It tastes sweet. It has a deep fruity flavor, and they gain that through the hops that they use during the brew process. The profile on this beer, according to the bottle, is a juicy citrus and grapefruit flavor profile, as if fresh Citra and Mosaic hops were squeezed straight into the bottle, which is exactly what they did. The Citra and Mosaic hops, if you are a home brewer, I personally am a home brewer. I brew quite often. Citra hops and Mosaic hops both have a very fruity flavor profile. They're used a lot in different IPAs, but the combination that they use within this specific style really plays well. It is a really fruity beer, and they gain that without using any fruit whatsoever. Highly recommended if you like IPAs. So, like I said, this is from Deschutes Brewery. Give you a little bit of background on Deschutes. If you are a longtime listener of the Zim's Beer Review podcast, you will know that I have already reviewed one Deschutes beer. So you kind of get an idea. You'll kind of already have an idea, I should say, about the brewery. This brewery is in Bend, Oregon. I myself am from Oregon, currently living in Wyoming, but have Oregon near and dear to my heart. So Bend, Oregon, kind of central Oregon, high desert area of Oregon. Really cool town if you haven't been there. And the brewery, like I said in my previous podcast, reviewing a Deschutes beer, I have actually never been to their brewery. I have not been to any of their tasting rooms, of which they have a few. I have never had the chance to try any of them, and I really, really want to. It's on my bucket list of brewery places to visit is Deschutes Brewery. But they are a very large brewery. As I had said, I don't have the information in front of me right now. I'd have to point you to our Jubal Ale review that we did a few weeks ago for Deschutes. They are one of the largest craft breweries in the nation, and they're actually pretty high on the highest or the largest breweries, period, in the nation. That includes all breweries, not just craft breweries. So they are a lot larger brewery than I ever expected them to be. But they still make beer like a small craft brewery. They make really good flavor profiled beers. They have a large range of beer options. If you like craft beers, I can't point you to a better beer or brewery than Deschutes beer. So I'm going to take another drink. We'll give it a little more flavor profile on this and get you a better idea. Like I said, this is it's called the Fresh Squeezed IPA. It has that hop characteristic. It has the Citra hops. It has the Mosaic hops. It has that hop characteristic that you would expect to get from an IPA, but it's not overwhelming. It doesn't, it's not a double IPA. It's a single IPA blend, but the flavor on it is, I'm going to be a little bit biased here just because it is one of my favorite beers, but it almost is perfect. The flavor profile of this beer throughout every characteristic of it, it's hoppy, but it's not too hoppy. It's sweet, but it's not too sweet. It's fruity, but it's not too fruity. It has a decent alcohol content. I want to say this is in the 6 range. We take another look. So this alcohol content is 6.4%. Kind of right in line with what you'd expect from an IPA, but it's an all-around really great beer. I personally like IPAs. A lot of my friends like IPAs. We've tried a lot of different IPAs from local breweries as well as nationwide. I've tried multiple IPAs in my reviewing career, and I have to keep going back to the Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA. This is one of my absolute favorites. I think they really hit the nail on the head with this one. It just has everything of what you would expect in an IPA, and it just brings it to that next level. I know I sound like a spokesperson for Deschutes right now, but this beer is, if you like IPAs, or if you like fruit beers even, I think you would enjoy this. It goes down really smooth. The head on it really died down rather quickly from this. I don't know if that was a product of the temperature. Like I said, we're kind of in a little bit of a different setup today. I'm in a different area using different equipment. So the whole mix up of the location may have played into the temperature of the beer and the glass, which could have played a part in the head that I got on this glass. But overall, it was a good pour. Anyways, going back to the Deschutes Brewery, they have year-round beers. They have seasonal beers. They have special single round beers that they do. As far as their year-round beers go, they have a little bit of everything. If you're interested in Deschutes and you want to know more, they have a porter. They have a pale ale. They have multiple IPAs, including the one we're reviewing today. They have a stout. They have a lighter ale. They even have a wheat beer. That's just in what they have year-round. Then you get into the seasonal stuff, and they have Northwest PA, which is their take on an IPA. They have a hop. They call it their hop slice summer ale. They have summer ales that they do. They have fall ales that they do, as well as the Jubal Ale, which we reviewed in a previous episode. They have a little bit of everything. I'm not from Bend, Oregon. I am from Oregon. But I have to say, Deschutes is doing it right. They hit every piece of the beer spectrum. They have a little bit of everything. And I highly recommend them. If you're interested in knowing more about craft beer, if you're new to beer and you want to get into craft beers, I think Deschutes would be a good way to go. They are available not quite nationwide, but they're available in a lot of areas. So availability should be high. They also have a little bit of everything. So if there's something that you like, you should be able to find it where you are. If you want to try different stuff, they have a little bit of everything. I highly recommend Deschutes Brewery for anyone who's interested in craft beer. And if you want to know one of my favorites, if you don't know already, I gotta say, the Fresh Squeezed IPA, holding it up on screen if you're following us on Twitch or on YouTube Live, one of my absolute favorite beers. If I need a six-pack for a night, this is the one I buy. Review, no review, doesn't matter. One of my absolute favorite beers. So, highly recommended from Zim's Beer Review. So thank you. This wraps up another episode of Zim's Beer Review, reviewing the Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. If you want to follow us, we're on Twitch. We are on YouTube Live. You can find us on YouTube at Zim's Beer Review. You can find us on Twitter at Zim's Beer Review. Getting a big following there. If you want to email me any questions, comments, suggestions, I'm open to anything. You can find me at zimsbeerreview@gmail.com. Feel free to send me any questions, comments, anything you'd like. So thank you to everyone tuning in. And until next time, happy drinking.